Mr. Cohen was on a very, very friendly basis with Charles Taylor. He was vital to his economic and military survival. Charles Taylor called the company that Gus Cohen was the general manager of his pepper bush. In West Africa, this basically means something that is really very, very important to you. And it provided a lot of money for Taylor and for his exploits in Sierra Leone, and really kept him alive and in power in the region.
What role did he play in the wars in Sierra Leone and Liberia, according to documentation by the UN?
The reports that were put out by the UN Security Council and the panel of experts that were established to look at how to end the conflict in Liberia and Sierra Leone detail that Gus was really involved in a huge amount of illicit and illegal timber trade that financed Taylor and Taylor's warmongering, but also was involved in bringing in arms into a port in Liberia called Buchanan on various timber ships, and more worryingly was involved in the distribution of those weapons.
And how exactly did he use the timber company to fuel the weapons trade?
The timber was mainly bought by markets in China and France. And Global Witness extensively lobbied both of these countries at the Security Council. And when sanctions were first attempted to be put on for timber sanctions, it was both China and France that refused to put those sanctions in place, purely because of their economic interest. And it was really after a very long campaign by Global Witness and by organizations such as Greenpeace that really led to those sanctions being put in place. And really, it was a huge amount of money, up to about $100 million a year that Taylor was able to take from the timber trade.
Now, Mr. Van Kuvenhoven, he operated openly in Liberia for years. He ran the Hotel Africa there outside of Monrovia. How was he able to do this when certainly there was suspicion and allegations surrounding his activities for several years?
The international community is full of stories of interesting people who get up to interesting exploits, but really very little is ever done about them or action is taken about them until they come into the public eye. And it was only really through detailed investigations, through organizations such as ourselves and the UN Security Council, that really put his activities with a great many others. Gus is not in isolation in bringing in arms or in being involved in the illicit trade of natural resources in Africa. And it was really only by putting public attention on these people and some of their activities that those people that have the powers to investigate and to take cases to a prosecutable level were really, in some cases, forced to act, but in other cases, really embarrassed into taking action.
What can be done now and in the future to prevent other businessmen like him from operating in Africa?
There needs to be very clear and sound operating procedures, especially with regards to the transparency of contracts, with regards to the transparency of payments, and also really Western financial institutions and governments really need to take this issue far more seriously. We've recently had a declaration by the countries of the G8 against illegal logging. If countries were to take that more seriously and to have acted sooner, we wouldn't have had this episode in West Africa's history. If law enforcement and intelligence agencies were to begin to really look at some of the economic incentives and drivers behind some of these devastating conflicts, then we would really see far less of these operators being able to exist with impunity and to be able to still come into Paris or London or Antwerp and sell their wares. It really must end. We must have the end of impunity for these people that seem to walk around with total freedom.